When people are exposed to asbestos, they can develop health problems, including a type of cancer. But it's legal to use the material if you follow the proper safety precautions. Sometimes people sue companies for not following those safety procedures. One national group says too many people are filing lawsuits like that. Scott Tyer is the Wisconsin representative of the Asbestos Alliance. That's a national group composed mostly of business representatives. Tyer claims many of the people filing lawsuits aren't really injured. They're only speculating they might develop cancer someday. Day because it can take a long time for it to show up. But Tyer says every speculative case makes it harder for people who actually have cancer to get the compensation they deserve. That's because, he claims, companies are running out of money. Tyer wants the speculative lawsuits to stop.
Quite frankly, the trial lawyers are getting 65% of these settlements, and the truly sick aren't getting their money. And we would like to see the truly sick get paid.
The Asbestos Alliance and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce would like a law saying you can't sue for asbestos damages unless you already have cancer. They'd also extend the statute of limitations so people would have time to see if they developed cancer before they filed suit. But Keith Clifford, the president of the Wisconsin Academy of Trial Lawyers, says some people come down with other maladies from exposure to asbestos, not just cancer.
What they're trying to do is cut off any claims of those people who they claim as being non-sick, and that just is incredibly understating the harm these people have suffered and will suffer throughout their lifetimes.
Clifford says the business groups are misrepresenting the truth. He accuses them of trying to use the asbestos issue to deflect attention away from a current hot topic, corporate mismanagement. Both business groups blame asbestos lawsuits for causing layoffs and undermining pension plans. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.